When we were down in the canyon, Rebecca, I will never forget it. We literally, our guide, I'm not sure he was a person of faith, but I'm like, you are preaching the gospel. Cause he's saying, he told us that night, he was like, listen, when you guys need to wake up in the middle of the night, because as it turns out, you're going to experience something called the REM effect is what he called it. And he said, basically, this is the darkest place that you will ever be, because you are literally over a mile into the surface of the earth. Wow. There is no ambient light here. And so when the moon sets behind the canyon walls, he said, you will be further away from the stars than you've ever been before.
Wow.
And yet, because it is so dark, the stars will shine more brightly than they ever have before. And they will appear to be closer than they ever have before. And I woke up in the middle of the night and the stars were like right over my face. And I just started weeping. I'm like, this is the gospel. Yeah. He is the light of the world. And the light is always stronger than the darkness. And he put the stars up in the sky to remind us of it. And so I think for me, it's very much connected to the children's books, because as it turns out, we're all just kids, you know, like we're just
totally. Absolutely.
We're all God's kids. And so I think for me to remind my own weary and forgetful heart, to offer physical, tangible reminders of who God is and how he loves us. It matters for me.
Yeah.
And so I hope that the record kind of turns up the volume of the song of creation. And then that Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is in your midst. He is mighty to save. He rejoices over you with gladness. He quiets you with his love, and he exults over you with loud singing. Like, there's so much noise, but what if we just like cranked up the volume on that song? I think we would all be better off.
It's so true.
It is, because we're different, right? When we know that we're beloved and that we belong, we're able to interact with other people, even our enemies, in a way that doesn't require something from them. We have everything to give away because we've been given everything that we need.
Yeah, so good. And I think when you're talking about creation, I think the thing about it is it's accessible to anyone, anywhere. It's not like you have to have a device or you have to have scripture in your language. It's accessible everywhere. And I think